Come in, boys and girls. Are you ready for your character checkup?
Father came rushing out to the car. He called to his son, Andy. Andy, I want you to rake these leaves and put them in a garbage sack by the road. Then you can go play with your friends. But, Dad, Andy said, I'm late, son. Now just get busy, and when you finish, you can play with your friends. Before Andy could say anything else, Father jumped in the car and quickly drove off to work. Andy's best friend, John, came walking into the yard about that time. What's wrong, Andy? You look so frustrated. I am frustrated, Andy said. My dad just told me to rake the leaves and put them in a plastic bag by the road. No problem. I'll help you, John said, like the good friend that he was. Oh, but there is a problem, Andy moaned. The rake and the trash bags are locked up in my dad's tool shed, and he has the only key. Both boys groaned. What could they do? They were willing to do the job, but how could they without the tools? I'm so glad God isn't like that. Listen to our Bible verse for today. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Faithful is he that calls you, who also will do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Faithful is he. The he is God. And when we say a person is faithful, we mean that you can depend on him to do what he says he will do. The only one who can always do what he promises is God. That calls you means that sometimes God will call or ask you to do something for him. Who also will do it means that when God calls you to do something for him, you can be sure he will give you all the tools you need to do the job. Now, before you can do anything for God, you must belong to his family and become his child. You have heard how sin separates you from God's holy presence and from his home in heaven. But because God loves and wants you in his heavenly family, he sent Jesus to die for your sin. Galatians 3:26 in the Bible says, you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Faith? Faith is simply believing what God says about your sin, believing what Jesus did to pay for your sin, and then asking the Lord Jesus to come into your life and forgive your sin and make you his child. If you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior from sin, you are God's child. He will call on you to do things for him. But remember, he will be faithful to do that work through you, to give you the wisdom, the strength, and all the help you need. Maybe you have felt unable to do things for God because you were looking at yourself. Has God given you a talent to sing or play an instrument? Do you have a lost friend or a relative who needs to hear how he or she can be saved from their sin? Don't refuse to do it. Don't make excuses like, I'm too young, I'm too shy, I'm too scared. Who promises to give you what you need to do the job he's called you to do? Who promises he will never leave you? Is anything too hard for God? He doesn't expect you to do things for him by yourself. Don't refuse or make excuses because you're looking at yourself and all your weaknesses. Ask God for his help. Another verse in 2 Corinthians 3:5 says, not that we are sufficient or strong of ourselves. Our sufficiency or strength is of God. Has God asked you to do a big job? Be glad. Don't refuse or make excuses. Remember your Bible verse and pray, trusting God for his help. Nothing is too hard for him to do, and nothing is too hard for him to do through you. Don't refuse or make excuses for not doing things for God. Instead, pray for his help and trust him to do exactly what he said in his word. Then obey and watch him do his work through you. Let's say that verse together again. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Faithful is he that calls you, who also will do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:24.
Well, how was your checkup today?